With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court for a fast, definitive decision on tariffs.
In Supreme Court filings this week, the administration used stark language as it asked justices to intervene and reverse an appeals court ruling that found most of the president's import taxes are an illegal use of an emergency powers law. It warned the high court that if the president loses tariff authority, it would thrust America to the brink of economic catastrophe. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Department of Defense is about to get a new name. Actually, it's a new old name. President Trump will sign an executive order renaming the agency the Department of War. It's pre-1949 handle.
The term Department of Defense kind of signaled that the entire department was more focused on defense. And President Trump, he's a big fan of history. And in his view, under the Department of War, the U.S. was a participant in many successful wars, namely World War I, World War II. So to him, Department of War, A, he simply says it sounds better, but B, it also signals kind of a resolve and offensive capability that the U.S. has that he thought that the Department of Defense as a name was lacking.
That's a BBC's Vern de Vousman in Washington. Senate Majority Leader Thune says his party formulating a plan to confirm a bunch of the president's nominees in batches over the next few weeks.
We've kind of shopped these ideas around about how to do this in a way that actually helps us clear the backlog and creates a way for us to confirm the rest of Trump's administration, President Trump's administration.
Senator Thune made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Ahead of today's release of the August jobs report, Wall Street futures are mixed. The Dow futures are down 22 points. NASDAQ futures 118 points higher. This is SRN News. Mainstream media outlets say they are sorry.
They are apologizing for identifying the male shooter in last month's deadly attack on a Minneapolis church as a male. Robert Westman was living as a woman, but the FBI rightly identified him as male, and several media outlets, including NBC and NPR, did so in the early going. Now both are apologizing for, quote, misgendering. Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council says the networks are apologizing for mistakenly telling the truth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Moroccan court has sentenced a woman to 2.5 years in prison and $5,000 in fines for blasphemy in a case that has alarmed human rights groups. A judge ruled that the woman was guilty of violating part of Morocco's criminal code that outlaws offending Islam because of messages on a T-shirt she wore. A number of mostly Muslim countries have strict blasphemy laws, but few cases have arisen in Morocco. This is SRN News. A woman forever linked to a dark day in American history has died.
Her name was Ruth Payne, a kind young woman who briefly allowed Lee Harvey Oswald and his family to stay in her home in the Dallas suburb of Irving in late 1963. On the morning of November 22nd, totally unbeknownst to Payne, Oswald retrieved the rifle and ammo he'd been hiding in her garage, and you know what happened a few hours later in downtown Dallas. Meanwhile, Ruth Payne died this week in a senior living facility in Santa Rosa, California. She was 92. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump has hosted tech executives at the White House, shining a spotlight on AI research and investments. First Lady Melania Trump chairs a new White House AI Education Task Force, emphasizing both the potential and the risks of AI. SRNNews.com.